University Radio Nottingham.
So, the University of Manchester has announced that it will be offering all of its students £170 to help with the cost of living, committing £9 million overall to a student support scheme it worked out with the institution's student union. It said it would also provide e-books, scrap library fines, and put in other measures to help with rising costs. The Manchester Students Union, Sam Bronheim, said she hoped it meant students felt that not only their needs have been heard, but met. This is obviously after the rampant cost of living crisis across the UK, which, everyone, I think, is feeling. You know, it's inflation's coming up, everything's getting more expensive, and it's at a time where, you know, government's been giving out energy grants. You know, it's something that will allow students to receive £170 for full-time students, and part-time students receiving £85 before the Christmas break. And I think, is this something you guys would want to see the university here do? I don't feel like that's a... I'm going to get many no's, but, you know, I'm so interested in your thoughts.
I think it's a great measure by the University of Manchester, and, I'm very happy to see that. I know that the University of Nottingham Students' Union has been doing similar work, but I think there's still a fundamental lack of support from, you know, external to the universities, the government notably. When we had our conversation with Daisy Foster, who's the committee officer here a few weeks ago, She said how they've basically been advised, don't speak to government, because you're not going to get anywhere. So you have to speak to backbenchers and bring change through them. So while it's a fantastic measure for the University of Manchester, I think it's something we need to either start seeing elsewhere, introduced by university alliances who all commit to some level of support, basic support for students. Because if it's just these one-off universities doing it, there's still hundreds of thousands of students who are heavily affected by this cost of living crisis.
Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree there, I think. Like Joe said, it is odd how it's specific to only universities. And I mean, Manchester previously, well, weren't they the university sort of barricaded their students in during COVID? So maybe it's, well, we're trying to move their reputation, bit of PR cynically. But I guess also it's interesting that the SU have effectively pressured them to do this. It seems from reading the article, it's come from that sort of SU pressure rather than the university itself. So maybe that's something that other like universities around the country should be getting on with. I think also there's the point about the measures as well as the one of £170 payments or them scrapping library fines. And it is quite depressing when you look at they're now putting on sort of evenings to go and study to build as a warm environment. That doesn't seem particularly like that should be happening in 2022, but I guess that's where we are. But yeah, it shouldn't. I don't think the pressure should have to be coming from the SUs. There needs to be more done at sort of a wider level so that every university student is getting the same support.
I mean, last month, the National Union of Students announced that its research suggests 1 in 3 students survives on £50 or less a month. With, in the past 6 months, 45% of students changing supermarkets to save money, 37% spending money from a savings account, 34% borrowing money from friends or family, 14% from a bank or lender, and 10% using a food bank. And I think, you know, this was announced in late October, but, you know, we're still three or so weeks on from that. I can only worry about, you know, how these numbers have more than likely, increased. As we see, food prices up 15% on a year ago, and rent going up increasingly. And I think, you know, if the National Union of Students has recognised late last month that there is this 1 in 3 living on £50 or less, I think how should we as students, possibly for those that are members of the National Union of Students, try to sort of increase the pressure on National Union of Students to take further action?
I can take this. I think it's you know, every year students spend time criticising the spending of their universities, but now more than ever we need to start looking at, you know, what specifically our university, the University of Nottingham, is spending. You know, they process billions of pounds a year. They get funding from all sorts of sources, and they spend it on a lot of things which are fantastic and helpful. And I know that the Students' Union specifically has spent a lot of money this year on the cost of living, putting on things like breakfast clubs, putting study spaces together. But, you know, obviously there's nothing that actually gets money in the hands of students, people dealing with energy bills. I know that earlier this week on The Pulse, Scarlett was talking about how she got her first energy bill through, kind of, and was quite surprised by the kind of rise that she'd seen on that. So, you know, now more than ever, we need to look at the actual finances of these institutions, look for where we can make cuts elsewhere in the university, in departments, and accept that, you know, academically we may have to step back a bit, we may have to go down on research, but for the well-being and welfare of our students, that's a measure that we have to take now.
I also wonder, though, as well, whether a one-off payment of £170 is worth as much as the University of Nottingham has put on in the free breakfasts, study spaces being open, the shower facilities, sort of things like that. Because I know for me, a one-off payment of £170, I don't know how much that would contribute really to... It would go all on my rent straight away, or go all on my bills straight away. And it's sort of... doesn't help you feel the pinch as much. Yes, you'd have that £170 to go elsewhere, but I don't know, I feel like it's more the support of having the option to go and have a free breakfast when you really can't afford it, or having to be able to come and have a warm shower when you can't afford to have the hot water on one of those days, like a certain day. So I do think that UON has done that very well. And yet, sort of, how much would a one-off payment have to be worth in order for it to kind of outweigh those other methods of support?
Yeah, I think also you've got to think, does a one-off payment of £170, yes, it will go some way to sort of alleviate the pressure, but it doesn't really tackle the root cause of the issue, and sort of the energy rising costs. I know as a university, you can't, I mean, if you believe it's down to the war in Ukraine or whatever, you can't affect that, but also the wider issue of sort of landlords and looking at that and the rising cost generally, just the cost of living, it goes some way to doing that. But also you're putting that money into the hands of students, which I guess is a good thing, in that students can then prioritise, I mean, you can decide whether it's a good thing or not, but you prioritise what you're going to use that money on, and it'll go some way to helping. But yeah, it doesn't, in the long term, I think the uni is spending £9 million on it, which seems like quite a big investment, and whether that money could have been spent to sort of, I don't know, I've not even got a house for next year, but looking into other ways in which you can actually tackle it, because this is quite a short-term solution.
Yeah, I think, like, an interesting point was made earlier about kind of the University of Manchester being, like, scrutinised throughout the year regarding the treatment of their students. And I remember a story got released that a lot of Manchester students were having to stay in accommodation in Liverpool, which obviously wasn't feasible. So I think this, like, initiative at service level does seem quite admirable, and it's like, wow, they've invested a lot in the students, but it almost seems like it's like compensation for, like, previous mistakes. So yeah, it seems slightly performative, and if, like, they're trying to cover their back and, like was mentioned, kind of get good PR from it, I think.
Yeah, I think it's kind of of all the actions the uni's been taking, like you sort of said, Joe sort of said about how the stuff that the Uni of Nottingham has done, in saying you're paying the students straight away, that's the biggest headline that you can get. Whereas, like you said, the free breakfast, sort of reducing library fees, that kind of thing, is probably just as effective. So I think it's, I mean, obviously it's a great thing for students, but at the same time it is one that maybe the University of Manchester has thought will paint them in the best light when other stuff's obviously available.
I mean, yeah, you're absolutely, like, it is, I mean, it's the one that's made the news, is the fact that they've given out this £170, whereas, you know, what other universities are doing, like offering free breakfast, isn't reaching the news, because it's not, you know, as showy, as flashy. It does seem perhaps a bit sort of, like, not, I mean, it is ultimately a good thing, I want to make that clear, but it does seem that it's, if the university is emphasising just this spend, you know, it perhaps does belie a sort of possibility of less support in other ways. You're absolutely right. I think you mentioned, Joe, sort of pressure for the government. And I absolutely agree. I've just had a look on the National Union Students website. They've got a thing going on trying to pressure the government into delivering a tailored package. They're trying to form a petition, get it all going through that. And so far, all they have is 15,000 signatures, which, you know, is a fair amount, but it's certainly not enough to, you know, reach anything where, because I believe it's 100,000 signatures to receive a parliamentary debate. It's certainly a far ways off from there. And I think, you know, I personally would advocate for saying, hey, if you're a student, signing up and asking the government to assist with cost of living certainly can't be a bad thing. Signing a petition like this will only take a short amount of time, and it's probably something worth doing.
Yeah, I guess so. And also, it's important to consider the sort of context in which this is playing out. As we go into winter, we have the university strikes, obviously, next week. So I think there is a sort of bigger... Or people are sort of viewing it through the perspective that, yes, the uni might need to reconsider where all of its finances goes. Because I don't know, certainly being a first year here, there seem to be some areas that are sort of flush with investment and can spend what they like on stuff they maybe don't even need. And at the same time, obviously, it's not as flashy, and the university is probably not going to be as prestigious for spending money on sort of the cost of living crisis and lecturers' wages. But at the same time, these are also like very important things that need to be addressed.
Do we have any final points on this story at all?
Yeah, I think because obviously I'm third year now, and I remember at the start of last year, it was announced the new campus in town that was going to be opened, and there'd been all this money put into it. Obviously, my first year was basically ruined by COVID, and we got no promises of any kind of compensation for that, which was fine because we were told the university didn't have the funding for it, which is fine. But then to kind of see that they've opened this massive campus and they've spent all this money on this campus for students who aren't at the university now, that was a bit of a kick in the teeth. And then obviously it's a bit more of a kick in the teeth now when you kind of, the things that they are putting on for students affected by cost of living aren't advertised enough, I would say, or just aren't enough. I suppose it sort of depends on how much it's affecting you. And I think whilst they're putting a lot of good initiatives out, it is hard as a student to look at them opening new campuses and refurbishing buildings when there are teachers striking and students really struggling. I think that's the biggest thing that upsets and angers students is how they're very proud to say they're spending all these money on kind of investing in future students, but they're not spending as much, as far as I know, on investing in current students.
Thank you very much for listening. You can listen to The Pulse every weekday, 5 till 6. You've been listening to Friday's Pulse. You've been listening to Joe, Callum, Olivia, Lottie, and myself.
University. University.
University. University Radio Nottingham.
Nottingham. Nottingham. Nottingham. Nottingham. Nottingham. Nottingham. Nottingham. Nottingham. Nottingham. Nottingham.